In the midst of what economists call a jobless recovery, it may seem foolish for someone who has a job he or she really likes to try out a new career. But commentator David Levin isn't letting success at his current occupation as a corporate communications consultant get in the way of trying something new.
It's amazing to me the number of people out there who are not just looking for a new job, but looking for a new direction. People are tired of doing the same old thing, tired of losing jobs they really didn't want in the first place. The problem in switching careers in this or any other economic climate is that it's just not easy to test drive most new career choices. There's no way to sample what it's like to be a physician, no way to try out being an astronaut for a week. So I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. For years, I've harbored the dream of owning my own coffee house. I used to daydream about what I'd call it, what furniture I'd have, and which little-known indie musicians I'd feature on Thursday nights. Unlike most career changers, my dream was pretty easy to take for a test drive. I went to work for the best coffee house in Chicago, an independent cafe that was, in nearly every way, the coffee house I wanted to build. From the moment training began, I was hooked. I learned all about coffee history, cultivation, and culture. I embraced terms like full-bodied, clean finish, and acidity, and used them in complete sentences. It was great. In the first week of the test drive, the dream handled beautifully, cornered like it was on rails. But as the weeks wear on, I find my enthusiasm, well, waning. My tasks over the course of an 8-hour shift look like this. Serving coffee and talking to people about coffee, 20 minutes. Washing a bottomless stack of nasty, dirty dishes, 7 hours, 40 minutes. In a coffee house, there are a lot of dishes. I'm quickly coming to the realization that my dream of having a coffee house is really the dream of starting a coffee house. Once you've put up a sign, picked out the furniture, and confirmed which little-known indie musicians are available on Thursday nights, it's really just doing a lot of dishes. And I'm so glad. I feel so fortunate that now I know. That's the beauty of the test drive. You explore what you might want to do, and you either fall in love or put it to bed and focus on what's next. I'm anxious to figure out what my next dream job might be. It's funny, I've long harbored fantasies about being a landscape architect, so I could probably get my start right now by mowing my lawn. Well, maybe I'll let that one sit for a while.
David Levin is a corporate communications consultant based in Chicago.